weekday on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Oh, this is a great opportunity after listening to Udo. Give us an update on the real estate situation around Cairns half an hour or so ago. Now we're going to be able to compare it with, what's going on here with what's going on to our south. Here's an article. This is from yesterday's Courier Mail. Queensland's million-dollar club has exploded with explosive new figures revealing the state now has a record number of suburbs with a seven-figure median home price. The state now has 131 suburbs with a median house or unit price of $1 million. Or more, compared with just four back in 2011, with some recording a whopping 160% growth in just 10 years, according to property researcher CoreLogic. Can you imagine that? That's an average of 16% up a year. Well, not quite. It works out that way, but a lot of people would say, can you believe that? Since 2011, we bought this house and it's gone up 160%. Hard to imagine. I'm going to cut to the chase here because I've got the man who understands all these figures and got his finger on the pulse across the state. Realty Talk, 4BC Radio, Kevin Turner. Good morning.
Hello, John. Always a pleasure talking to you. Yeah, outstanding figures, aren't they?
Well,
when you look at them like that.
Well, yeah. how do you get your head around them? Are they unprecedented?
No, they're not at all. It's actually quite normal, John. I'll take you back. Chapel Hill, as an example, I think that's the one that was used in the paper. The median price there was $604,000. That was back about 10 years ago. Currently worth $1.1 million. That's compound growth of 7% each year, compounding year on year.
Yeah.
So effectively, this year, a house worth that amount of money in Chapel Hill would have grown by $77,000. $824 in the year. It seems extraordinary, but you and I have talked about the 7% growth strategy and how your property will double in value over a 10-year period. If I can just put that in perspective for you for a moment, if we look at the Cairns medium as an example, I don't know how you brace yourself for this, but the Cairns medium projected out at 7%, which is roughly the growth that's occurring right now, particularly in this part of the world, would mean that Cairns is going to be in the million-dollar barrier by 2035, which is just a matter of 2 to 3 years after the Olympics. In fact, the median price during the Olympics, in the year of the Olympics in Cairns, is going to be roughly $800,000 will be the median in the year of the Olympics, and it'll be growing by about $55,000 every year. Mm. That's $1,000 a week.
Yeah,
projected on those 7% figures. So, look, it might seem like a lot, but we've been experiencing 7% growth now for quite some time in Queensland, and we don't have those peaks and troughs that you and I have talked about in the past, John. They're quite normal. In fact, the median house price in Chapel Hill, the year of the Olympics, will be $2.5 million. That same house that was selling 10 years ago for $604,000 will be worth a cool $2 million more.
Wow.
In the year of the Olympics. So, it's the land of milk and honey, that's for sure, investing in property.
Tenerife. Title of most expensive suburb in the state, staggering all-time high median house price, $2.3 million. I won't go on with the details of that. Do you have any figures on the suburbs up here? Well, there's an article in the Cairns Post today talking about the Northern Beaches, fundamentally, Trinity Park, Palm Cove, places like that. Have you got any other information on suburbs of Cairns?
Well, let's take Palm Cove as an example. Median price, $645,000. Oh, that's going to crack the million-dollar bracket in 2028. Properties in their median price will be $1,035,000. Admittedly, out around that Palm Cove area, they're quite normal. The Nunda, as an example, that's going to crack. In the year of the Olympics, a median house price in the Nunda is going to be $810,000. Nunda will crack the million-dollar barrier, $1,062,000. In roughly the year 2036 on this kind of growth.
So. I can hardly imagine. There'll be people at Manunda saying he's got to be on something.
Well, the figures don't lie, unless there's a major turnaround. We can only go by history. And you work on history, to project forward. And if it continues, and there's no reason why it won't, then, I recall thinking 10 years ago that to spend $1 million on a property in Brisbane was just almost unheard of.
Yeah.
I was selling real estate, when I started selling real estate in the year of Expo, 1988. Mm. If you told me then that we'd be paying $1 million for a property, even on the river, yeah. I would have thought, you're on something. So it does actually happen, John. So.
Now, I had Udo Jutke on before. Fundamentally, he's saying, look, Cairns is undervalued and you'll be getting some surprises soon. And I'm wondering about what could happen after, for example, 17 December. Would there be an increase, do you think, in interest from south of the border?
Oh, look, I certainly hope so for Cairns' sake. Unfortunately, I do think 17th of December is just a touch too late. People are going to be making their holiday plans probably in advance of it. There is no certainty, of course. They've given us that projected date. I'm hoping that it's going to be much sooner than that. I'm just hoping that people will come out and get in, get their vaccination and get this thing moving much quicker. I'm disappointed, and I don't want to make this a political issue, but I'm disappointed that the state government didn't come out and make this kind of statement about a month ago.
Mm.
And we might have seen some incentive for people to go out and get vaccinated.
Mm.
I'm hoping that now that they've made this statement, we're going to be looking at opening the borders much sooner than December 17.
Yeah.
Because we really need it, John. Particularly in areas like Cairns, I feel so sorry for the people who rely on tourism and... it's crazy. You're looking people over the border. I know we're getting political now. We're getting away from real estate, which is probably what I shouldn't do. But, I feel passionate about it. You look at people over the border who can now travel to Bali, but they can't come into Queensland. They can't even go home.
Yes, it's bizarre.
It's just ludicrous. Yeah. It's crazy. So, yes, I do think on a positive note that there will be an improvement. I just hope that we get those borders open sooner than December 17.
Well, the point Udo was making too, people... for whatever reason, want to get out of New South Wales. They can now work online, of course. It's the image of Queensland, the land of milk and honey, because of very, very low COVID cases. He seemed to think there might be a surge of people wanting to buy north of the border, perhaps up in far north Queensland.
Well, we're already seeing that. You've only got to look at the clearance rates in Brisbane, in the southeast corner. That you and I have talked about the ripple effect before. That's going to happen. We've never seen auction numbers and auction success rates like what we're seeing right now. We're getting clearance rates of around 80%. I had a situation, an agent was telling me about a story of an auction they conducted just on the weekend. And they had told the sellers at the start of the campaign, 4 weeks prior to that, that they could expect to get about $6 million for this property. It actually sold very close to $8 million, sold for $7.7 million. There were five bidders, and they were just coming from everywhere. Mm. So these are the kinds of stories that we're hearing all the time. And in fact, there is a big auction weekend coming up this weekend. 160 auctions are going to be in the Brisbane area. We're going to see that really increase over the next few weeks, because anyone who wants to get a sale and even move into a property before Christmas, they've only got 2 weeks. The campaigns have got to start within the next 2 weeks, or they're just not going to make it. By the time you do a 4 week marketing campaign, then a 4 week settlement, we're already on Christmas.
Yes.
So we're going to see those numbers increasing, John, and we're going to see now that there's been at least an announcement, I think there's going to be a lot more buyers interested in looking at the Queensland market.
Mm.
So I'm really hopeful that it is actually going to rub off into North Queensland, far north Queensland.
Fascinating as always, Kevin Turner. Thank you.
It's a pleasure, mate. Always a delight talking to you, John. Thank you.
Voice of real estate across the state of Queensland, Kevin Turner. And, 20 to 12.